Welcome to the Silas E. Walker House. This house was constructed in 1913 and used boat arch stumps for its pier and beam foundation. It has a low pitch, cross hip roof and a west facing wraparound porch. The porch roof is supported with thick square columns. The home's floor plan is asymmetrical with original rooms connecting to a central axis. The home's design follows the four-square style with prairie-style influences. The most notable remaining elements from the original build include all original hardwood flooring from the front door through the dining area, the study, and the entire upstairs. There are original pocket doors in the parlor and the dining room. Most of the solid wood doors are also original. Throughout, you will see the original walnut window trim, original single pane windows, and all the exposed shiplap in the earliest part of the home.
Silas Walker was a civically active furniture and hardware merchant who also served as city assessor and tax collector for 6 years in the early 1900s. Silas was also in the funeral business, which was not uncommon for furniture merchants as they both required hauling equipment. In 1913, he hired Arthur Dallin to build the two-story 12-room home. The land that it sits on today was previously owned by the Denton family, known for developing the city and county of Denton, Texas. The Walkers had two sons and a daughter, a father-in-law and nephew, who all spent 4 years in the home until it sold to a local man, R.L. Davis. The Walker House has had 9 owners, including the current ones, in its almost 110-year existence. Only very minor alterations occurred in the first 100 years, including the removal of 2 fireplaces, one in the receiving room, and one between the kitchen and dining area, and the enclosure of an upstairs porch.
In 2018, we began to restore the house to its former beauty, as it was in very poor condition, with holes in the wood floors, knob and tube wiring stuffed into the walls, rotting linoleum, and broken window sashes. We removed sheetrock and decrepit fabric wall coverings to expose the original construction. The staircase and banisters had to be reworked to meet current building codes. All of the electrical and plumbing deficiencies were corrected. There was also an extensive add-on, which includes a large gathering room, an outdoor porch with retractable floor-to-ceiling glass doors to provide indoor and outdoor living, a fireplace, a wine closet, bar area, master bedroom and bath, a craft room, exercise room, and a 3-car garage with attic storage above.
In keeping with the true time period of the home, we made certain that the front-facing view of the house was not altered outside of the period-appropriate top dormer and the attached carport, which replaced a detached garage and was approved by the McKinney Historical Society before construction. We welcome you and hope you enjoy our home as much as we do.